Welcome to the Internet of Things show, and today we will be talking about running stream analytics jobs that are developed in Azure onto edge devices. And we have JS with us today. Hey JS, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine. Thanks for inviting me.
So why would someone want to run a cloud service like stream analytics on devices?
That's a good question. So I think there's several scenarios here. The first one is low latency command and control. Like imagine you have some logic like in predictive maintenance or in manufacturing, and you want to listen to any anomalies coming from your machine, like you analyze some vibration or something, or temperature, and something wrong happened. Mm-hmm. You detect it, and you want to act immediately.
Okay, so without a round trip to the cloud.
So you want to decrease the time to the action, basically.
Okay.
And then we are talking about milliseconds instead of maybe half a second or something like this, or maybe several seconds.
Okay. Okay. So what does it take to do that? So we know how to work with stream analytics jobs in the cloud. What does it take to have this same job running on an IT edge device?
So it's exactly the same workflow that we have in the cloud, actually.
Okay.
So we start from the portal or from the API, and after you can decide if you want an edge job or a cloud job.
Okay.
And if you are familiar with stream analytics, it's exactly the same language, the same portal.
Okay.
And then you can just go to IoT Edge and choose the job and deploy it to the device.
Okay. Well, you promise it's simple. Can you show us?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see that then.
So let's first start by a device. So the device will be my laptop for simplicity here.
Okay.
And this device already have IoT Edge running on here. So I can look.
So we have the IoT Edge runtime running on that device.
Yeah.
Right. And it's waiting for a configuration. And is it already running something right now?
Yeah, I just ran some temperature sensor here. Just to generate some data, we can see from the logs. So that could be a good input from data. It's running for a while. Just generate some temperature, and it's increasing every second. Basically.
Got it. Makes sense.
So there's no analytics. It just creates some data here. And after what we can do is create a new job in the cloud.
Okay.
You go to the portal, and in Stream Analytics, you configure a new job. So I already pre-configure like the temperature here as input, and an alert as output, just for the sake of time.
So this is basically. If I had to, they are one-to-one mapping to what the IoT Edge module exposes as input and outputs, right? This is the exact same thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So in the cloud, you can connect to IoT Hub, IoT Edge, or things like this. The cloud, Event Hub or IoT Hub.
Yeah.
And in the Edge, you can connect to every module on the Edge. So as input or the.
And then the IoT Edge runtime on the device will take care of the routing, and because it's been exported as a IoT Edge module, this stream analytics job actually will be interacting with the rest of the modules on the Edge device through the inputs and outputs you're defining here. Right?
Exactly.
Okay, makes sense.
And here, I prepare a simple query here. Basically, what I do is to create a reset command.
Okay.
When the temperature coming from my input is over 30 degrees for more than 2 seconds.
Okay.
So we can see here, I'm using several concepts from stream analytics.
Okay.
The first concept is using some time window. So I can have a sliding window here and create a time window. And then the second concept I'm using is actually looking at an aggregate, an average, over the time window. And I'm using that as a filter to create my output.
Got it. So there's still one thing that developers working with that need to be careful about, right? Because when you do that in the cloud, because you're running in the cloud, you don't have to mind about the resources usage, right? While here, even though you're running in the IoT Edge context, you're running on a device, right? So the fact that you're working on a window of time will consume memory on that device, right?
Sure, yeah. Because in Stream Analytics, we can create windows up to 7 days.
Yeah.
So that could use some memory. And everything is stored in memory because it's real-time engine. So
yeah. So you need to be careful. There's still a mindset you need to be careful when you're developing the cloud, these stream analytics jobs, and now you want to develop them for the edge. Now you have to be conscious of the limitation that you might have, because that edge device might not have this infinite memory resources that you can have in the cloud.
That's a good point. Here in the cloud, we can actually scale it. And we just have a click to scale it. In the device, you cannot just change the CPU and the memory. So, developer needs to be conscious of that. And also, the scenario may be different. They can do some simple aggregation, some filtering.
Yeah.
And I think when you have like thousands of devices, a very high throughput, you need actually to combine the data for so many devices. So only in the cloud you will have this data.
Yeah, okay. Well, when you're on an edge device, you only have one data source, one temperature sensor in that case, right?
So yeah. Okay, a very small example, but in case of gateway, for example, in a manufacturing line, you may aggregate few devices, so you need to be conscious of that.
Yeah, well, and you can then configure your hardware based on that, right? You know the requirements, so you put more RAM onto your edge device.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes sense.
And so you can see also what I didn't mention is we are using a simple language. It's a SQL language, so everybody who is familiar with SQL can actually read this. It's very readable.
Okay.
If you had to do that with custom code by yourself, that will be a lot of code.
Okay. Yeah.
Taking care of time windows, the filtering, and everything like this. It's not something so easy to have these stateful things always running.
Love it.
So basically, I have my query running, and you can see it's very similar to a cloud job.
Okay.
Except you cannot start it here because it's on the device. So
okay.
In order to deploy it, the next step is actually to go to the IoT Hub portal.
Okay.
And here I already have it open. So basically in the IoT Hub portal, you have this new option for IoT Edge to go to control your IoT Edge device.
Okay,
So you open here, and I have a few devices. So the one I'm talking here about here is this one, device 2.
Okay.
That's the one I was showing before. So what I can do, I already have this temp sensor, but now I want to add a stream analytics module.
So basically, there's already been, so the device has been created in the IoT Hub, and then you've been already started working on some modules, on one module actually, the temp sensor one, and it's already deployed and running on your edge device.
Exactly.
Got it.
And so next step is very easy. It's completely integrated in the portal.
Okay.
So I click on set modules here.
Okay.
And I can just click here to import Azure Stream Analytics IoT Edge module.
Okay.
So here it opened a Windows. I choose one of my job here, the one I just used it before. So you can see I have a lot of subscriptions. So bear with me for a few seconds. So that's the one. And also I have to define a storage account.
Okay.
So the storage account is where the configuration of the query is stored.
Okay.
So that's the select, alert, from. It's actually stored there, so
okay.
Whenever the device, here I'm talking about one device, but if I have 1,000, 1 million device, they need a place to ping the configuration and start running. So that's the stable place they have.
Oh, got it, okay.
And so again, I select one of my storage account here. I have already some created. I have too many subscriptions, so it takes little time to come. Sorry for that. You can see, and here, I can use this one. I can use pretty much any one because we could just create a new folder here. And I can use this one. When I click on save, it's actually takes the job I created before and export it and save it in this container.
In this container.
It's available for all the IoT Edge devices I'm targeting.
Okay, got it.
So here it's published, you can see. The next step after is to configure the route from and to. So we talked about that before. So I preset them for simplicity. But what I'm doing here is just to send all the output from Stream Analytics to the cloud, to IoT Hub, for further analytics.
Okay.
So I reduce the data, but I still want to see what happened.
Okay.
Also, what I'm doing is to take the output and send it to the temperature sensor simulator.
Okay.
So to send that command to reset it.
Okay.
And I connect the temperature sensor input to Stream Analytics.
Okay.
And then I click on next.
You set a flow for, so data is coming from the temp sensor, will be going into the Stream Analytics job, and when there is an alert that is actually detected, it will actually send it back, a command back to the temp sensor module to reset it.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
And here when I click on submit, it actually sends all this configuration to the devices.
Got it. So it sets up the IoT Edge configuration in IoT Hub, and then when the device actually synchronizes that configuration, knows it has a new container to download and set up, which is the Stream Analytics container, and then it will run that module on that Edge device.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So you just said save. So like logically on the Edge device, we should see now the new module coming in.
Exactly.
Right?
So let's go there and see. So we can use the Docker command. Let's see the processes running. And you can see now I have a new one here, my Edge job 002
I was
just talking about.
Cool.
And next we can see what's happening there. So we can see the logs and what's processing. And basically, I'm just using Docker commands, but everyone can build basically some logic based on that and take the data in and out and process it.
Yeah.
So I just need to use the name of my job and see what happened. And you can see there's a lot of data here because the data was already generated. And whenever I created the route, it was waiting for ASA. It just processed all the data from this route.
Okay, got it.
And so you have all the things like the temperature reached more than 30 degrees, so it just generates some output and reset it. And since it was running for a while, it has many commands already, and the command you send and the temperature.
That's very interesting. And so you did that for one device here, but I would assume that now it's this job is being created as a container. Now you can actually go and do a job to set up many edge devices that can actually get that same, that one container and run it on each of these
devices. Definitely. Now I tested the flow on one device.
Okay.
What I can do is to create a deployment instead of just set the module on one device. Target 10, 1,000 devices, mm-hmm. and they will all behave the same with just a few clicks.
That's pretty straightforward. Well, that was great. So seeing how simple it is to, from Streamalytics, create one for edge device, and then just export it, and then just like run on the device. Pretty straightforward. Thanks,
yeah,
JS.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks.